What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Bryce Saddle, back out for a shot by Ekholm, missed the net.
Brad Marchand. Marchand. You hear it pronounced very different ways all the time.
Yeah. That's the funny thing about NHL names, I feel like. Every announcer
can say it differently.
Even
though there's a piece of paper at your desk
that phonetically spells it out.
Yes.
And all that.
All of them.
That was even the question about Kekalainen.
No, that one's pretty easy.
But everyone's like worried, like, is it Kekalainen? Like, is that, like, what are they actually going to do? I haven't heard him actually pronounce his last name yet, but, or the organization put it out. But, you know, that's just everyone immediately when that came out is like, oh, I feel like those names, though, like Kekalainen, any name that ends with Einen, I feel like is simple enough. I feel like we get those. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, and even then, there are sometimes players that will let people know, yeah, you've been saying my name wrong for a long time, and I was just too quiet of a person to let you know.
Well, even in the NFL, Tyrod Taylor. His name is not Tyrod Taylor. It's Tyrod Taylor.
Yeah.
And he just didn't say anything.
He was just too nice of a person to correct us.
For how many years were we still?
Former Sabre defenseman Andre Sekera.
Yep.
Long time pronounced Sekera.
Mm-hmm. Still get different pronunciations of, who is it? It'll come to me in a second, but.
So, looking back, though, Marchand, he scores the double overtime winner. He had a really good chance in the first overtime where he's stopped on a great save by Stuart Skinner coming across. But then he finds the puck again. As Skinner is lifting his pad, he sneaks it under there, but not all the way. Its trajectory changes just slightly so that it hits the post.
Oh,
and then it's cleared out
by
Klingberg. And that was an incredible play on both ends. How does Marchand manage to find his way to get to that puck, shovel it underneath the pad like that, and then it just goes right to the post? Annoyingly so if you're him.
I would be annoyed.
I'd be like, how am I not ending this game right now? And
it's because the hockey gods want it to continue. They want... that's what it is at that point.
This game is madness, especially with the fact that, like, again, 17 seconds left. Perry scores to tie it up, force overtime. From what that first period was, it's great to see. I've got my playoff hockey and it's back to form. I guess this was worth the week wait. Fine. Now we got to wait a couple more days as they fly from Edmonton to Florida. I do like that they're playing on Monday. They're not rushing anything. We get quality hockey. I like that. And even though it's a repeat match, I do think that it's going to be of more quality, even for a series that went seven games last year.
Mm-hmm.
That's the strange part about it.
It seems more exciting already than last year's.
And I think it's because Edmonton is deeper than last year.
Mm-hmm.
This is not Connor McDavid willing this team to a Stanley Cup final in a seven-game series. He is dynamic. He's not the sole reason that they're there. That's the part that is really grasping at me right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's the part that is hitting home. Look, McDavid, yeah, he leads this team in points. But, again, I'm seeing several players on this team with eight or more goals.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me, not eight or more goals, with five or more goals.
Right.
Eight players with five or more goals. That was the number.
They're all contributing, though. Everybody's basically taking a piece of the pie. It's not an everybody-eats scenario fully because it's just different, but it's not one guy running away with it.
Evander Kane looked like he was on fire in the first period.
He did.
That's a former Saber for you. Just to twist a knife a little bit further.
The prophecy is strong if Jeff Skinner happens to get his name on the Stanley Cup.
Yes.
Like, there is nothing more.
Yes and no. I mean, we all know that Skinner was, you know, he's not this guy who plays in the lineup all the time. He's got two games in the postseason.
Mm-hmm.
Oddly enough, he has 2 points.
I mean, Kyle Okposo
has a name on the cup, and he was kind of just riding on the fourth line.
Exactly. So, like,
Skinner's doing that and less.
I think just the prophecy of a Sabre being there and winning it, it's too good.
I don't know about
Reinhart, Okposo, Eichel.
Well, again,
like from the drought Sabres, I'm saying, not like all time, but like.
But those players, though, of like Reinhart or Eichel, it's, oh, great players ended up on a great team
and won
a cup.
Mm-hmm.
That's not very surprising at all. But the narrative does seem to start dying a little bit when, you know, Casey Mittelstadt has already been traded from a team. Dylan Cousins in Ottawa didn't really have the greatest close to his season there away from Buffalo all of a sudden.
Well, next year.
Next year we'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Ottawa Senators in the Stanley Cup final next year with Dylan Cousins at the helm.
I don't buy it. I think that narrative is a little overblown. It's the talent of the players that left. Of course they're going to do well.
And being utilized properly.
Yes.
With other pieces around them.
Yeah. So that's the other part of it. I'm not overly concerned about this. And the Sabres do have their concerns. Do not get me wrong about that.
Oh, if you said they didn't have concerns, we'd have a problem.
We'd have a problem.
Because they definitely do. But
they have a lot of concerns, as a matter of fact.
Mm-hmm.
But
they're working on it.
It's not even that they're working on it for me. It's when you trade the most talented player in a trade, it's often going to look bad for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Because
it's just going to depend on what you get on the return.
You need to, and that's the thing.
And the Ryan O'Reilly trade, everyone completely conveniently seems to forget that now because Tage Thompson is
exactly
good.
But before Thompson blossomed into that first season where he really took that step.
He definitely struggled.
He struggled, and that was...
That's what young players do.
Yeah.
And the Sabres have the youngest roster in the NHL.
They still do, right.
Yeah. And, oh, but they've played so many games. They're still younger. It's not the physical prime of bodies. Like, that's the thing.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point. Because everyone's like, oh, they've played so many, blah, blah, blah. Like you said, played so many games. They've had the experience. They should be better. I'm not trying to give them out or anything like that.
But experience does not equal athletic prime.
Mm-hmm. What is the athletic prime for a hockey player, would you say?
It's typically from the human body in general, 26 to like 31 or 32.
Hmm.
But then again,
Allen's in it right now at 28, like right in the prime.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So when players are in their prime, it is typically in that age range.
Yeah. Yeah. And the Sabres, I mean, Zach Benson is not even 20.
Yeah. It's wild.
So it's kind of crazy.
But it's wild to see.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get connect with our fans. Brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Go to Jerry. Jerry, how you doing? Welcome to Sports Talk Saturday.
I'm good. You know, you're talking about the pronunciation of these names. Mm-hmm. The Sabres had a defense duo that we were pronouncing it wrong for their entire career.
That's right.
It was Ludman and Ludman, Callender and Talinder.
Yep.
Yes.
That's
a good poll. I like that.
Now, I've looked into this in other areas of life, whether it's Naval SEAL training, a spelling bee, making a lacrosse team. I've read professors that have done studies on this. Do you know what the common factor in success is?
What you got?
How hard do you try? It's that simple. It's the overwhelming factor in almost all success. How hard do you try? Do you see Sam Bennett and Brad Marchand trying very hard last night? Can you think of Sabres that really do that?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Jerry, I will say, I don't know if I'm one to call into question the effort of a player. I mean, I've barely played hockey in my life, so I don't really know what to necessarily say about that sort of thing. But you mentioned Marchand, and also a Stanley Cup champion from last year. Sam Reinhart had his effort questioned infamously after a game once. And he scoffed at Mike Harrington asking that question.
Yes.
He's a cup champion now. Nobody talks about his effort anymore. It's because he won. Brad Marchand infamously had a bad line change in the Stanley Cup final in 2019 against the St. Louis Blues.
I remember that.
Nobody talks about that. It was a lazy change. He would probably tell you the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it happens to people. It's brain farts. It's... sometimes you're skating. I saw takes last night that Evan Bouchard stopped trying when Marchand was on his breakaway. Playing in double overtime, like, I don't know if effort is the thing there. It's talent. You got to make sure you've got the top end talent.
Mm-hmm.
And would I love to have a Brad Marchand on this team for like a 2-year deal? Absolutely. Is Brad Marchand coming here? No.
Sam Bennett might.
Sam Bennett might on a longer term deal.
Yeah.
It's talent. You need more top-end talent. The Sabres have some good pieces. But the thing is that they're good.
Yeah, we've talked about it. The superstar is not there.
I talk about you throw words like star player or superstar around, like in media nowadays. It's thrown around way too commonly.
It is. It's not as much of an irregularity.
Rasmus Dahlin is that game-changing superstar player.
Mm-hmm.
Tage Thompson, when he is healthy, he is a star on this team and in the NHL, and he should be on Team USA.
Well,
he scores at a clip where it should happen.
Look at his performance. Yes. Yeah.
Ready? Jason Robertson, there's rumors about him becoming available in the trade market right now because Dallas needs to cut some cap space up because of the Mikko Rantanen deal. Maybe they're saying we're moving along forward with Rantanen because he's a superstar and Jason Robertson is a star player in this league. So they've defined it as such, probably. That's why there's rumors about why is it Robertson becoming available. Mm-hmm. Toronto, Mitch Marner, Austin Matthews. Those are guys that they put up points like no tomorrow. They are superstars of this league.
They just have to wake up in the playoffs.
They have to wake up in the playoffs because your superstars have to be your superstars. They have to be your best players. Your best players have to be your best players.
And they have to be awake during the biggest moments.
That's also what's happening in Edmonton and Florida consistently these last 2 years. Your best players are your best players. Barkov is his best right now. Marchand was acquired here. He is at his best again. And he's playing in a diminished role. Bennett set the record for road goals in a postseason. He's amongst their best. I'm not calling Sam Bennett a superstar. Let's make sure I'm not mixing terms in here.
Mark that with the post-it perfectly.
What I'm saying is the best players are their best players. One of the biggest problems of the Sabres these last couple of years is that their best players have not been. That's Dylan Cousins was seen as one of their best players. Last year and the year prior, he fell off a cliff. Production-wise.
It was after the bubble went on, and that was the consensus of all fans. And if you had told two, three years ago that Dylan Cousins was part of a trade deal, a one-for-one hockey trade with Josh Norris.
Well, it wasn't one-for-one, but it was pretty close to it.
Close. A real hockey trade. If even you heard Dylan Cousins was exiting the team in any capacity, 3 years ago, you wouldn't believe it.
3 years ago? 4 years ago, you'd probably get kicked in the shin.
Yeah. If you said that, Dylan Cousins should be traded. Not the shin you're getting kicked in.
Not should. Would be traded. He will be traded.
Yep. Dylan Cousins getting traded. Again, like I said, not the shin you'd be getting kicked in. Yeah.
You kind of want to take a shower after hearing that.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, Cousins was one of those players. Wasn't getting it done. Casey Mittelstadt was seen as one of those players. Wasn't getting it done. Two seasons ago where everyone but J.J. Paterka on the forward core regressed. Yeah, that's why the Sabres aren't scoring. That's why they're not doing well. Mm-hmm. Your best players aren't being your best players.
Thompson was dealing with injuries. I think you didn't have your stars.
The Sabres are missing a top-end talent piece that can be recognized league-wide as a star player at the least. I think J.J. Paterka is a good player. I like J.J. Paterka. I think he could blossom into that type of player, a star player.
There's people who think he might be on the move.
That said, if J.J. Paterka lands me a Jason Robertson or an Elias Pettersson, I'm not arguing it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay. That's where I think, like, that's where the Marner conversation that I've had, it's the face to the idea.
Yeah.
The Sabres need to add another top-end piece. They don't have problems scoring, though. Yes, they do. On the power play, that has more to do with systematic, but it also has to do with you might want some more top-end talent.
Mm-hmm. Here's my question for you. J.J. Paterka. Bridge deal, trade, or long-term deal? What do you think is the most valid option that you think they're going to go with? Because everyone's like, Josh Norris could be packaged for something, but I'm like, selfishly, I think they want to see if they get a return on investment.
I want to answer that later. Put a pin in that, because we got to get out so we can get to Booty Cheek of the Week. Jonah Javad at noon here on Sports Talk Saturday.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.